got a special treat for you. You've heard of his name, DJ Steve Porter. You've seen him. His videos turned into a YouTube sensation overnight, made appearances on the NBA, and most recently here at Indiana, had the chance to meet him on Saturday, who got involved with Hoosier Hysteria, and he now joins us, DJ Steve Porter. How are you?
Hey, man. Good. How are you?
Doing well, and it was a special treat, I thought, this weekend for myself and as well as Indiana fans together as Indiana combined with you to, you know, bring something special to Hoosier Hysteria, and just talk about your role this past Saturday.
Oh wow, it was wild, man. I mean, it was just a fully integrated role, I think, from almost start to finish, and it was exciting. I mean, I've never seen such a turnout for any sort of Midnight Madness. I'm from, you know, where, you know, in Western Mass, where UMass is, and you know, we've never seen anything like that, and so it was just exciting. But as far as my role, I mean, you know, I was in charge of basically kind of sequencing the player intros, sequencing the coaches' intros, and then just sort of just playing some light jams during the competitions and whatnot.
And you got your start, obviously, with that Allen Iverson thing dubbed the Press Hop. It also included, you know, the Jim Mora thing that a lot of Indianapolis people know, being with the Colts. How did this whole idea start? Did it just, you know, begin one late one night in your bedroom, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, this was definitely a sandbox epiphany. You know, I was pretty much mainly just a club DJ, mainly just remixing tracks and playing in clubs. And then, you know, I guess I reached a point when I was soul searching and I wanted to add something else to the mix, and video happened to be that. And I just started applying the same sort of remix techniques that I was using making club music to video. And it just sort of, you know, just became sort of something that was sort of second nature to me almost immediately.
Talking with DJ Steve Porter, and you really came a sensation overnight, and ESPN picked you up a week later, right?
Yeah, it was fast. I mean, it was a life changer almost from the drop of the first upload. And, you know, I mean, I had never seen anything like that, because I come from the music world where, you know, things take time. You have to schedule releases. You have to, you know, coordinate with PR companies. And this is like, okay, upload something, and boom, it's like you know, you're dealing with, you know, people trying to contact you the next day because it's already got 100,000 hits. And, you know, it's totally a different system that I was accustomed to. But, yeah, ESPN, and then, you know, yeah, and a lot of things happened soon thereafter. Press Hop went up on almost 2 years ago.
Oh, I don't think a lot of people understand how tough it is to make these using the real clips, sometimes even trying to master whatever what your goal you're trying to get accomplished. What are some of the elements that go into producing each video, and how long would you say it takes to make an average video?
I mean, sometimes it goes real fast. Sometimes you deal with really clean content and the music, creatively the music comes together pretty fast. But I mean, there are other instances where, you know, we're all human, and, you know, you're trying to, you might not be feeling it someday. And so sometimes you struggle with a creative idea. And then, you know, in other cases, you might have a plethora of clips that you're working with of content, and some of the content's recorded great. Some of it might be really fuzzy, or you have some reverb in the recording, or, you know, maybe the players are just not, you know, not speaking very loud. So it really depends. But I mean, you know, it can happen. I've turned things around for ESPN within, you know, 48 hours. But then, you know, I've also had a lot of time to do stuff, especially for commercial work where they have, you know, a month to get something right. So it really depends. I mean, if you put a gun to my head, I'll probably be able to get it done for you pretty fast. But, you know, it's kind of, you know, you try to find that happy medium where you want to do a good job, but you don't want to spend your entire life on something either.
Sure. Talking with DJ Steve Porter, you can follow him on Twitter at DJ Steve Porter. Are you a big college basketball fan? And were you surprised about Indiana faithful fans, over 16,000 fans coming out for just the first practice of the year?
I'm a huge college basketball fan. I mean, coming from UMass, I'm a much smaller program, but a huge fan. And I was sort of, you know, in the thick of it in the Calipari era back in the 90s, mid-90s. And, you know, not, obviously now he's at Kentucky. But, you know, I mean, from what I saw last night, I was completely blown away. I had never seen anything like that. I mean, I was just like, wow, this is bigger than life in most things that I've seen, you know, with the turnout that I and the enthusiasm that I saw.
As a UMass fan, I got to ask you then, what are your thoughts about Coach Calipari and how he handles himself as a head coach, was at UMass and now at Kentucky?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, he's a, he, I mean, I'm not an expert. I'm no, you know, I'm no, sure. I'm not an expert, but, I mean, what I see is that he's a great recruiter, a good coach. Maybe his recruiting has gotten him a bit. UMass had their Final Four, stripped from them. And, you know, he's run into a few problems here or there. You know, so we have a sort of a bittersweet pill that we yeah. hold about that. But, you know, good coach and, you know, I mean, great recruiter and, you know, I'm sure something good eventually is going to happen at Kentucky. But, you know, I mean, we still, at UMass, we miss the 90s.
So recently, Indiana has contacted you and, had you produce some Indiana videos. Most recently, I'm sure IU fans saw the win today featuring new head coach Kevin Wilson. What should Indiana fans expect? I know it's something special for the basketball season ahead, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, initially it was just to create some kickoff videos, you know, just sort of general kickoff videos to stoke some excitement and maybe try to get the message across of, you know, how the each program's trying to turn a new leaf over and whatnot. But, you know, I think as the season goes on, especially with the basketball program, I think that the videos will probably be a bit more current themed, you know, maybe a bit more sort of running theme rather than sort of a general theme and, you know, working closely with the program to try to make something fun, you know, try to make something cool, you know, try to up the level of creativity and see what else we can, you know, put together.
I got to ask you a lot with Indiana, a lot with the history goes back to Bob Knight. Have you ever considered making some quotables of Bob Knight?
That'd be great. That'd be awesome. I mean, that doesn't get, I mean, his quotes are, don't get any better than Bob Knight quotes.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, a full-on Bob Knight would be amazing.
I think that would be a big hit and definitely turn into a big YouTube sensation.
I mean, I've SportsCenter and ESPN's been trying to get me to use the Kiss My, what's he say, Kiss My something butt or something. He says something to the crowd. He's like, they can kiss my white ass or something like that. I forgot what he said. So they've been trying to give me.
right. DJ Seaport, I appreciate you joining us. I think we you had a lot of fun, and it was great to see you and along with everybody else here to welcome Indiana fans and start the kickoff for Indiana basketball.
Oh, it's incredible. Totally incredible. I never forget it. And, you know, I'm can't wait to watch the team and follow the team, and I hope they kick butt this year.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Cool. Thanks a lot.